and what about their life? I think it's quite a controversial topic. I always believe that luck comes to the people who are ready. Hey there, Zesties. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. I'm seeing that you really enjoyed the previous week's episode where I brought you my top 5 reasons why I migrated to Australia. So today we are going to talk about why I left the Philippines in the first place. Filipinos move out of the Philippines for a variety of reasons. There are personal motivations as well as macroeconomic conditions that drive us to move abroad. For those non-Filipino listeners out there, I'm sure you know a Filipino friend or two wherever you are listening from. And that's why even though this isn't specifically for you, it might be of interest to you. Before I jump to this episode, I'd like to thank the Zesties who have been on the show since we've started. Big shout out to Jem Orarasuchin for your continued support, and I hope you are enjoying touring Beijing. So Zesty, you may have noticed that there is a slight change in the pacing of how I publish the episodes on the show. I have been quite busy with the other podcasts, the Nerdy Fans podcast. It's about anime, TV reviews, and movie reviews. However, I'm still not abandoning this show. There will just going to be a slight change in pacing in terms of when I upload the episodes, but rest assured the show is still alive and kicking. So Zesties, without further ado, let's get into the top 5 reasons why I left the Philippines. So number 5, due to necessity. I think a lot of you know already that the Philippines is a developing country, to put it nicely. But to be brutal about it, no doubt it is a third world country, and I'm not seeing this change anytime soon, unfortunately. Most folks' top reason is due to necessity, wherein they become overseas Filipino workers or OFW in order to support their families back home. By working in other countries and earning dollars or any other currency that have better exchange rate, this enables us Filipinos to send remittances back home and in the end, helping out our families. The Filipino culture is very much centered on the family, so you can imagine why every Filipino wants to help their family, right? But also, what I'm seeing is that there tends to be a culture of dependence. It stems from various facets of the culture, and there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, helping each other, or what we call bayanihan, which is translated as helping your fellow man, is a noble thing. However, what I've noticed is that because of this dependence that is stemmed from this type of mentality, I would say, most of the family members would rely all their hope to the family member that moved abroad. And in return, that family member would have to take the carriage in helping the whole family out. And again, Zesties, it is quite a noble thing, I would have to say. However, what I've noticed with other OFWs or overseas Filipino workers is that they cannot save money because they keep sending to their families. And what about their life? I think it's quite a controversial topic, so I hope I'm not getting canceled on this one. But this is just my thought, all right? Like, everyone has opinions, and this is my opinion. And I feel like that although how noble the intentions are, or how great this facet of the culture is, if not done moderately, it will definitely have its consequences. And that's why I've seen a lot of OFWs who haven't even saved for themselves. They send a lot of money to their family members back in the Philippines, and those family members are living the life, while the person who is working abroad doesn't even have a life. And I'm not throwing shade on anyone here. I actually don't specifically know people in my own circle who is like that, but that is just what I've noticed in general, seeing and talking to other OFWs who have a different situation than me. But obviously, in my family circle or my friends or whatever, it's not as bad as what I'm saying right now. But of course, I would have to say that there is really pros and cons in this particular mentality, in the culture and whatnot. There's no perfect culture. And each intention, although how good the intention is, it doesn't really provide the best results in a way, especially if people abuse the system. Also, I have to say that there seems to be a mentality from people who have lower economic capability. I'm not even talking about the marginalized, but those, say, slightly lower than the middle class, but still middle class, but just struggling. And then those people rely or expect that their family members or other people, for that matter, to help them or extend to them some sort of financial help just because they work abroad or they live abroad. I'm not talking about financial help relating to health emergencies or funerals or what's not that one, but just daily life, daily everyday life. Back then, I overheard a conversation from strangers. I know it was like, why do I overhear? I wasn't trying to listen to their conversation, but it just so happened that I was in the vicinity and then they have very big voices or something like that. So I overheard that conversation and it really struck to me. So that conversation was about the two strangers talking that their cousin from abroad is not helping them or at least not sending them money, even though even just a tiny bit of money because that cousin lives abroad. I mean, that cousin could have been working their guts off in, I don't know, US, Dubai, Canada, or Australia, or even Kuwait or whatever. And you have the audacity to blame that you don't have enough money because they are not sending you money. I mean, it's quite a sad situation, don't you think? So yes, Zesties, although I recognize that it's great to help each other, it really is. But there has to be boundaries from both sides. The other side should not expect to be spoon-fed, nor to be fed at all if they even have the means to find a job, to find work, and then they are healthy and still, you know, alive and kicking, right? So that's just really the bad side of that mentality. And yes, I recognize that helping those in need is such a blessing in itself because you have an extra to give, right? However, this good trait or value or culture should not be taken advantage of. So yes, that is my top five reason why I moved out. It's basically necessity. And although how much we love our country, it is just much necessary for us to move abroad in order to live a better life. And that would also spring into the next few reasons that I will tackle later on. So the fourth reason is due to opportunity. The Philippines has a population of 115 million in the Philippines only. Can you imagine that versus Australia, who has 25 million? And comparing with the size of the continent and the country, just do the math and you will really be mind blown. So that is 115 million Filipinos in the Philippines. That is excluding myself and others who are not even living there. And it's not that there isn't a lot of opportunities in the Philippines. In fact, before I left, my job was very promising. But I felt that in order for me to grow in my career, I would need to take a bigger leap forward. When I was lucky enough to be sent for a business trip to London, it ignited something in me that I knew was already there, but I didn't have the courage to come out in the open. Not in the coming out in the open type of way, but, you know, speaking my mind. And I was quite different back then now, which has its good results in a way. And there it was, my courage of moving out of the Philippines. Before that work trip, like every Filipino, I wanted to move abroad. You just feel stuck in a rut in a way, not even related to the job or anything in my immediate surroundings, but more on the wider environment and the future of the country, which we are also going to talk about in the next few minutes. So yes, like every Filipino, I dreamed of moving abroad, but back then I am not entirely sure where I would like to move, but it's just, you know, just getting me out of here. I know it sounds harsh, but it's just the reality. And we just need to face reality, guys. Like, there are a lot of Filipinos in the Philippines who are doing well. and who are happy and enjoying life as it is. But for me, even though I was quite happy there, I have my family there, my friends, I have my job, I just felt something was missing. You just feel it in your gut. And again, back to what I was saying, it's nothing about my immediate surroundings, but really I didn't feel that my future was there. It's just I knew it in my gut, but I didn't know where to start. So that type of feeling was already at the back of my mind way back when I was younger. And for those who follow the other podcast, the Nerdy Fans podcast, I love, love, love anime. Ever since I was young, I was exposed to different cultures like Japan, and I've always longed to visit Japan. And at some point, I also wanted to live there too because of just the culture, the discipline, the environment, in a way, like these natural resources, I would say. But at some point, I really wanted to go there. But after my eyes being opened to different parts of cultures and the world, I decided that actually it's better to settle here in Australia. And yes, I'm very happy here now. After getting our university degree, some of my cohorts pursued a law degree directly after university or like a few years after university. They all, or not all, but most of them took a law degree. And it's considered one of the best combination of career or professions in the Philippines in combination with an accounting degree. But I knew right then and there, as much as I loved my practical law subject in high school and how I'm fascinated with law TV shows like Suits, I just knew that I didn't want to take that next step because I feel like my future is not in that location, you know, like if I'm going to study law here, then I have to be here. So, and I don't want to be. So I worked for some years and then, you know, when we are now back to the epiphany in my London trip where, you know, after returning from London, I realized how much I was missing out of the opportunities and experiences that are available out there, you know. But again, I didn't actually take that step until a fateful encounter. For those of you who follow this podcast, I know I've mentioned it before, but indulge me of mentioning it again on this episode. So yes, I met someone who's now my husband. You know how I really want to break out of that mold or stereotype that Filipinos can only go abroad because they married a foreigner? There is definitely no shame in marrying a foreigner or achieving your dreams of moving abroad because you married a foreigner. Good on you. But what I'm saying is that some people need to realize that we Filipinos are able to move abroad by ourselves, by our capabilities, by our skills and intellect, and not only by our beauty, right? And actually, Zesties, in my script, I would have stopped there, but my husband told me to tell you guys that because we are cute, okay? So yes, that's my fourth reason due to the opportunities. And again, there are opportunities where you want to find it, but I just didn't want to find it there, if you know what I mean. Then top three reason is due to the quality of life and political instability. So Zesties, I'm not into politics. It's too messy. I just want to live a peaceful life, adventurous but peaceful life in a sense. So, you know what I mean? But whenever I see the impact on the economy, it's just devastating. And the marginalized will definitely feel the impact way more than those on the upper class, of course. So even though I'm not closely following the politics in the Philippines, seeing this impact amongst the marginalized, myself and my family, to everyone, I didn't feel like it's gonna get better soon. So I don't know, is it better there right now? Any Zesties listening from the Philippines, do you feel that the current state of the Philippines is better 10 years ago or so? Comment down on the podcast and let me know, because I'm not really sure. So I feel like the only way to improve the quality of my life and my future is to move out. People can judge any way they want that I've abandoned my country, But hey, I've been sending remittances, so actually that helps the country more than me staying there, right? So for me personally, the best way was to move out. Others actually thrive. They've set up their businesses and firms and whatnot, but I don't think it was for me. The quality of life in the Philippines degrades exponentially as you go down through the social status. So I'm not saying that there is a caste system there or anything, but what I mean is that if you are extremely wealthy, you experience life like a royalty. And when you say you're middle class, it's about all right, but not comparable to a working middle class in a Western society. So being middle class is still a struggle, and that depends also how many kids you have, you know? And basically what I'm saying is the wealth gap is very huge in the Philippines. And then the marginalized are extremely more marginalized in a way that some just eat once a day, or they eat rice with salt because they don't have the money to buy a dish or cook a dish. So it's really painful. It's actually really painful. And I know that, you know, people might judge again that, oh, you should just have helped those marginalized, stayed in the Philippines and whatnot. But, you know, I just can't give what I do not have. And I have a family to take care of, sick parents to send to medical care. So nothing is ultimately left, right? So that was just the best way I can do for myself and my future. All right, down to number two. So can you guess what it is? Ta-da! So the top two reason is because of my curiosity. I've mentioned before that I went to London for work and it opened my eyes to the world that's out there. You know, I'm a very curious person. I think it's a trait that is actually quite useful because you tend to accept more knowledge, tend to be receptive of change, receptive of new ideas and stuff like that, and new cultures as well. So I went to London. It opened my eyes to the world that's out there. I am an indoorsy person and I haven't been in a lot of places. I've been to vacations in other islands in the Philippines, but not as outdoorsy as others. So because also my parents were quite strict and stuff, but that's for another episode. But then with that trip, it really ignited that feeling in me that, you know, there is a whole new world out there and I just got to experience it, try it if I would like it and see how it goes. And yeah, so that is basically my top two reason. Even though I would have like more explanation about it, but that's the gist of it, Zesties. It's really, I'm just really curious about other cultures, other experiences that I wouldn't have had experience if I just stayed in the Philippines. My number one reason, drum roll please, is actually just executing my plan. It has been my mind, as I mentioned, way back, even before university. I think it was already at the back of my mind. I would say maybe like elementary days or as young as that. I don't know, like I just feel like the future for me is not there. And I just ride with the tides and eventually arrived at my goal. I mean, of course, the goal doesn't stop there. Of course, I need to live my life here too, not only just move here. And what's funny is that, as I mentioned earlier, that other people would comment to someone like myself or other people who have moved out of the Philippines and say that they are lucky. You know, oh, you are just lucky that you can move out of the Philippines because of this reason, because of that reason. Okay, let's say we are lucky, right? But I always believe that luck comes to the people who are ready. So if someone who hasn't prepared themselves for that moment, then when the opportunity presents itself, you can't do anything about it because you weren't prepping yourself for that moment, if you know what I mean. So for me, it's not just luck. It's basically luck and preparation, or preparation and opportunity. And God will, you know, the heavens will bring you there, if you know what I mean. So, Zesties, I just would like to highlight the tremendous work being put to executing a plan or executing a type of endeavor. And people on the outside may not know how hard it was, what the effort that has been put into that work. And in any other work, not like only migrating, not only this type of situation, but any other situation, that there is a lot of preparation done and the patience as well. The patience, because for me, I knew it way, way back when I was, let's say, elementary days. No, I couldn't move abroad when I was would be elementary. Like, how can I do that, you know? But it took like, let's say it's 30 years or so, you know? So for those who are dreaming, who are stuck in the rut in the Philippines or wherever you are in your life right now, don't give up. It's such a cliche kind of thing to say, but it's cliche because it works, you know? So if you put all your effort and hard work into executing a plan or reaching a dream or taking on an endeavor, even just as simple as trying to learn guitar or something like that. If you put all your efforts on that, you will bear fruits, the fruits of your labor. But sometimes it's not always going to be successful because of a whole different other reasons too, right? So you have to have the courage to accept that it might not be for you as well. But when you put all your effort into something, believing that it will be successful and it might not be, at least you've learned something, that you've actually prepared yourself for something else in a way too, if that thing that your endeavor didn't become fruitful. So every failure, for the lack of a better term, failure is actually a preparation for something better or something or another thing that will make you more successful or another thing that will help you reach your goal. You might not even know it. So yes, I guess the lesson that I have really embedded in me, because the patience and not even the planning, I didn't plan when I was in elementary school that I will move out to Australia and specifically Brisbane. But you have to have like a overall plan or like a high level plan, and then you just pivot along the way, you know, as you ride along the tides. So yes, it's quite a ride coming here and still experiencing the life here abroad. It's not a bed of roses, I would have to say. So for those also who would think that the people living abroad, the Filipinos living abroad, is living their life or lying down a bed of roses, it's not always rainbows and butterflies as well here. So just keep that in mind. Just, you know, ground yourself to reality and take it from there. So Zesties, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think of this episode. And again, follow this podcast on YouTube, Instagram, and wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you next week.